Welcome to the Fondcast. I'm Stefan Rudd. Everything is a conspiracy to these people. If you are on the side of truth and you are on the side of information, and for one, you can't be controlled by people, by these people, when you have information. You can't be led astray by these people when you have correct and vital knowledge on anything. That's the first thing. So when you have information and you have truth and you have facts, then they call it conspiracy when it goes against their agenda. And we've all experienced this for the last however long it's been, but really experienced it the last year during the COVID pandemic, where they were banning you for speaking out against the pandemic. If you had a different idea about what was going on, how it started, if it was real, or if a piece of information concerning anything about the pandemic was real, even if you had proof from articles and experts and what have you, you would call a conspiracy nut, right? And so they try to control people, not necessarily us. They just handle us. They manage us. If I post something they don't like, they'll just shadow ban it, or they'll take it down, or they'll ban me or you. But they're trying to control their people. When you have slaves, it's amazing how we talk about slaves in the party of slaves, the party that this had the slaves, the party that created the Klan, who created these supremacists out there, and now they want to call us the party of hate. That's sidebar. But the party of the Klan, the party of slavery, the party of Jim Crow, which is not really a real person, but you know what I'm saying. Jim Crow's a fictional character, but that character was created by a Democrat. The party of Jim Crow. This party is the same party today that tries to make their people feel ashamed or shunned for believing in the truth. So if I come to you on Facebook and I post something that you're not used to hearing because you don't hear about it on the news, on TV, then you go up there, you just lost your credibility. Did I really, or are you just an ill-informed, I'm being nice here, an ill-informed person? Do you not have the right information, but you think you do because the info that you have is being repeated on every channel? It's been repeated in the schools by celebrities. So you think it's real. So the reality is, when you have vital information that debunks what they're trying to do, or rather debunks their information, and also puts a hindrance on what they're trying to do, which is to control you, to have all the levers of power in their hands to control you, then they call it conspiracy. Then they bring up QAnon. And I hate saying that because it's not called QAnon. It's called Q. There are Anons that are on the board as well. But Q is not, it's an anonymous board, but it's not QAnon. It's Q. Then they have Anons that back up the Q boards, the Q posts. Then they have the QAnon conspiracy allegations. There's no child trafficking. There's no human trafficking. There's no elite pedophilia. You know, and they go to all this, all everything that is coming out in the news. Somewhere in the news, you can find people being arrested for. Now they don't say child trafficking. They'll say, they'll write the headline to say that. They rescued 100 kids in this state or 80 kids in this state. And I'm sorry, that they rescue, yeah, they'll say that they rescue 100 kids over here, 80 kids there, and arrested, you know, 20 people over here, you know, for in you know, whatever, in that same state for having these kids or whatever, or for abuse or sex trafficking. Then they'll never say child trafficking. And this is by design because they don't want to have the word child trafficking in the search engines, so you can find it easily. This is one of the ways of, you know, how they hide information from you. And say, well, how do you find these things, Stephon? I can't find anything on child trafficking because they do not put the words child trafficking together in news stories. They're told not to, because news stories are automatically indexed by the search engines. And if they put those words in there, then this key term will be at, those articles will be at the top of the list of child trafficking. This is how they run things, y'all. It's the biggest cabal in the history of mankind. The largest satanic occult in the history of mankind. Where they get together, they band together, and they get everybody who's a satanic Luciferian, you know, idiot together. Not everyone is in the occult, but they might be a demonic person halfway out of their mind, and they'll all work together. Not saying that everyone that's a journalist is. Some people are just employees and they follow instructions, but the people at the top of these things, these companies, these groups. So you can't find information anymore. It's hard to find. You have to be creative on how you look for the facts. So instead of looking up, you know, this is sidebar here, it's all sidebar. So instead of looking up child trafficking arrests, you have to say, look up kids rescued, children rescued, or underage, you know, whatever, teens rescue or something like that. You got to find creative ways to find this stuff. And then you'll read the articles and say, wow, they found 78 kids over here. Wow. And then you find out who they arrested and tied to those kids and so on. This is how I find stuff, y'all. I have to be strategic in how I find information, because not all of it is out there easily find. And this is all by design, because it all supports the agenda and the narrative that we're crazy people for thinking that is even there. You can't even look up child trafficking arrest and see that it's happening. You can't even, you know what, are you aware? You can't even look up election fraud arrest and find stuff. You might find some things, but you won't find a lot. There are a lot of people getting arrested for a lot of folks are going down for this audit. I mean, this, not audit, but the election interference. A lot of them are going down. But you won't see the words arrested for election fraud anywhere. You have to say something like, you know, a person questioned about the election or questioned about ballot harvesting or something like that. You have to look for like ballot harvesting crimes or something like that, you know, and you'll find something. It's crazy. But this is how they hide information from you. This is how they hide. So this works on any browser. It doesn't matter which one it is. Because the people writing the stories, the news stories, are told to not use certain words in a certain particular order, so that, you know, it won't trigger the keywords or trigger the bots that index that page. So we're crazy. And we're nuts. And then when folks go out there, I'm gonna prove the stuff on that. I'm gonna prove the stuff on the nut. I'm gonna look it up. And they go up there and look it up. I don't see anything. See where he find this stuff from? He's making it all up. No, you just don't know what you're doing. I know how to get around the search engines, and I find stuff. But when you're full of facts, you're called a conspiracy nut for a reason. Follow me on Facebook, y'all. I'm on there still. I'll bite the bullet and just stay on there until I get banned again. Follow me on Facebook, facebook.com/StephanRudd. I'm also on Telegram, t.me/StephanRudd. The same thing that's on Facebook is on Telegram. I will be banned on Facebook. I'm telling you right now, I'm a full-time Facebook felon. You know, I have a t-shirt for that. I have my own cell, my name on the wall. So when I'm going to be right back in that same cell soon. I've been trying to go to jail, y'all. I've been trying to go to Facebook jail for the last week now. I'm like, okay, I said some crazy stuff on there. Like, you guys want to, look, are you guys going to put me in Facebook jail or what? Because last time I wasn't trying to get in there, and I was in there with something stupid. And now I'm trying to, and you won't even do your job. So maybe the Fuhrer will give me a break this week, and I'll be put in jail. So anyway, I'm also on Rumble, rumble.com/C/StephanRudd. Every podcast is done in video form as well, but not really in video, just a still shot of everything and then me talking. For now, I have the tech in place to do things differently, and I have my screen shown, and I just haven't done it yet because my kids are here and they get my nerves. They'll get my nerves and get involved with the show. They'll make noise and I have to stop them making the video or whatever. So I'll get into that stuff later. I think they start camp either this week, or next week. We'll see. So anyway, so when that happens, I'll get back. I'll start getting into video. I'm also on. You can also find me at thefondcast.com. The site's probably down now, but thefondcast.com. I'm changing hosts this month. So give me a break here on that one. Okay. All right. So they call us conspiracy nuts, and they call us, you know, these QAnon conspiracy idiots. And what's funny is the stuff that they talk about in the QAnon conspiracy allegations are things that they're now talking about in other ways, but they're using different words. Like, for example, I'm gonna read this piece here. This piece here is actually, to me, is the dumbest news story I've ever seen. One of them I've ever seen before. This is Newsweek, y'all. This is a top tier media site. Newsweek from yesterday morning. QAnon supporters. I hate that word, QAnon. It's not QAnon. QAnon supporters. I just got rid of this screen here. Go back. QAnon supporters say cicada landing on Biden's neck is proof plan is working. QAnon supporters say cicada landing on Biden's neck is proof plan is working. Who are these people talking to? Who are they even referring to? I'm one of the Q people, not a part of the team, but I'm heavily involved with Q. You know, as far as like the observation of it, you know, looking at it and trying to decode something. Where have you ever seen me discuss this on Facebook and Twitter? Oh, Facebook and Telegram. When have you ever heard me say, this cicada landing on Biden's neck means the plan is at work? When have you heard somebody else say that that was heavily involved with the Q boards? Are you hearing me? Where are they making this stuff up from? And this is what they do. They try to make you look stupid because they want to try to discredit the entire movement. And the movement is not that deep. It's not a cult. It's the military. It's military intelligence. If you go to the Q board, you follow it long enough, you'll understand that it's all it is military intelligence. It's nothing. It ain't that deep. Unlike the Democratic Party, where they tell you what to believe, Q never tells you what to believe. It asks questions. It says, hey, why is it this and that is happening over here? And no one's looking at that, you know, and you look at that. And you're like, wait a minute here. That's a good point. Why is this happening over here? And nobody's looking at that. And all it does is ask the questions that no one's asking on TV. Why are there celebrities going to Jeffrey Epstein's island? Why are there underage girls on the plane? I don't believe that. And then the next drop would be something like, you know, a log of all the people that were on the plane. Or photographs of young girls on a plane. And so on. That's all Q is. It's information. So let me go ahead and read some more of this ridiculous story here. It says, in a way only they can, supporters of the QAnon conspiracy theory are bizarrely suggesting there was a huge significance in the moment a cicada flew around the neck of President Joe Biden before he boarded Air Force One. If he really boarded Air Force One, people. A clip of Biden swatting at an insect. At an insect while he was on the tarmac of Joint Base Andrews ahead of his visit to Cornwall, England for the G7 summit was widely shared on social media on Wednesday. Here we go. Here's a quote. "Watch out for the cicadas," Biden told reporters shortly afterwards. "I just got one. It just got me." The swarm of insects had already caused issues filling up the plane's engines. Oh my God! This is a story. This right here is news. This is new. Who are they writing to? Is there reader bait? Are there reader based children? Who? It's hard to believe that Newsweek is writing to adults. Like, you're writing a story about cicadas. You serious right now? Your people care more about a cicada landing on Joe Biden's neck than if Joe Biden, is he really on Air Force One? Is he at the border? Has he gone to the border yet? You care more about a cicada on the neck. Okay. It's just amazing, y'all. It is the way these people reason to me. You ever meet somebody who makes fun of everything, you know, because they don't want to believe it, they don't want to accept it, you know, or they're just a sarcastic person, not in the way that makes them funny, but makes them a butthole. Like everything you say, like, oh yeah, really? Okay. so you're going to win. Okay. You know, you're going to drive to the store. Whatever it is. No, they just make it up. They're just laughing at everything you say. This is what they are. It's like being in high school. This is why Greta Thunberg can be up there and be an expert at climate change.
We have to consider the emotions and the words of the flies.
What?
They can't survive if you kill all the fish.
What? Where do they find these people, man? It's like a freak show. It's a freak show. You ever gone to an event that's largely occupied by liberals? Have you ever gone to an event? Just a regular protest, a rally of some sort. Have you ever? You see people wearing like pink hair, yellow lipstick, you know, high heel boots and a miniskirt, and it'd be a dude. And he'll say, "I'm not gay. I'm all man." Huh? Can't figure out which bathroom to go into. Got a mohawk the size of an arcade game. I mean, like, for real? Where do they find these weird people? How come this party has so many weird people in it? That's all aside, bro. That wasn't even part of my show today. It's like they sit around here and they make fun of us and they look like freaks. They're the ones that belong in the circle. They're the ones that can't figure out what that little icon is on the bathroom door. Like, maybe we should get rid of the line, the head with the line, and just put an X through it. Cause we should not have to have genders on the door. I'm telling you now, if you're in the bathroom with my daughter and you have my anatomy, I'm gonna throw your head in a freaking toilet. I'm being nice here. I had something else to say about that, but I'm being nice. If I catch a dude
in a miniskirt in a bathroom with my daughter, I'm telling you, I'm going to jail that day. I am going to jail that day. You hear me? These people are sick, man. People are sick. It's one thing for you to not know who you are and following the science of who you are. It's the real science of who you are. It's another thing when you're trying to put my kids' sexuality and lives at, you know, at risk because you're a freaking pervert. Rather than just seeing it as an example of the issues caused by the return of the large, loud insects after living underground for 17 years. And this is why they brought up the locust story, because 17 years they come out. And QAnon, they say, is number 17. Indicating that these people are really afraid of Q. What are you afraid of? Why are we talking about this? Some QAnon supporters claim that the reappearance of the brood X cicadas is somehow a secret nod that justifies their radical movement. Who are these people? Because if I find them, I'm going to clown them. This is me talking now. Who are they? Because I don't know who they are. Why does he know? Here's the part that I want to get to here. We, the media, a collection of QAnon advocates with more than 225,000 subscribers on his Telegram account. Oh, Jesus Christ. Believes Biden swatting at the cicadas is actually comms, a secret message that can be decoded by QAnon supporters. I don't know who they're talking about here. I'll look it up later. We, the media. But keep in mind, y'all. There are people who are black hat who go out there and they create these fake accounts pretending to be Q so they can say stupid stuff on their channel. And as long as you're following, you can't even comment on these channels on Telegram or wherever else. You can't comment on them. But they'll create these channels and they'll say a lot of stupid stuff. A lot of outrageous stuff. And as long as you're following that channel, they'll say the QAnon supporters are saying this. And then they'll have the proof because they have it, the channels. And even though you can't tell, and this is why I always tell you, you got to be very careful of these comms, these fake comms. Because they're there's one of General I can't say his name. McElarney, whatever his name is. You know what I'm talking about. He's one of the guys that was really close to Trump the last year of his term. Okay, his first term. And he has an account on there. And he's been saying things, you know. It's not him, but it's someone that is playing him. He's been saying crazy stuff for a long time. Like he'll say, blackout is coming in 2 hours. And, comms blacking out in 2 hours. And then, then it don't happen. And then tomorrow, same thing. Next day, same thing. And people keep on repeating and sharing his stuff without realizing that this is a fake comp. And then, so you, by you being a part of that board and sharing that board, then you're going to, validate what they're saying. It's, oh, yeah, see? But anyway, here. So this is what I think is happening here. You know, they might have a fake comp somewhere. They say We the Media is the name of the Telegram account, but they don't have the a picture of it. You know, we don't know which one it is. Could be any We the Media. We the Media 97, We the Media, who knows? Now watch this here. You know, I'm gonna move past this here because I found this story to be, it seems irrelevant right now, but it's not really irrelevant. I have a point to this here, so I'm making it funny, but the reality is it has a point here. It says, So they're saying that this is a quote from, I guess, one of the people, I guess, one of the We the Media. It says, Joe Biden is quote, Joe Biden bitten by a cicada comms. Just so happens that cicada nymphs emerged after a 17-year childhood underground, unquote. Whoever said this is not a Q supporter. I can guarantee you, whoever truly said this here, whoever owns this account, is not a true Q supporter. Because this is, they're making a joke out of it. Like everything 17 is a comp. No, it has to be related to facts and realities. 17 being the number of years that cicadas come out has nothing to do with military intelligence. So that they're creating this narrative that we're crazy. Now watch this here. Look at the next, I'll be there in a minute. Two paragraphs now, but let me read them too. For QAnon supporters, anything that can be linked to the number 17, see, now they're trying to, explain to the people why we're crazy. No matter how tenacious, tenuous, can be interpreted as comms for them as Q is the 17th letter of the alphabet. Oh, look at that. These people, they finally figured out how to count. They finally figured out how to correlate the number 17 with the letter on the alphabet. Here's the part that I was trying to do, or something here. Quote, this is a quote from a so-called quote from Weed Media. What? Child? Underground? 17? Yes. Then after a short period above the moat, the moat mate lay eggs and die, Weed Media posted. So in other words, Weed Media account, whatever it is, they're trying to, they're saying outrageous stuff. This is not a true comm. This is probably a black hat posing as a comm. There's a lot of that going on right now. A black hat. This is why they wanted to silence the Patriots. Why they stopped, Joe M's account. Why they banned Joe M's Twitter account, Facebook account. Why they banned Inedible, ET, whatever. Inedible ET account. Why they banned all of them. Praying Medic, X-22 Report. And we know. iPod. They banned so many real comms for a reason. Because they wanted to confuse us with stupid stuff like this. Now we don't know who's who. So they're beginning to play controlled opposition. I'm not reading more because they go on to discuss, clones, us talk about clones and so on and so forth. Why are they bringing up all this stuff now? What are they afraid of? So you're saying that they're trying to imply that child trafficking is not really a thing. Yet, in the news stories that they, with Kamala Harris going to Guatemala, she's on video talking about she's going down there to stop them from bringing up people because of the human trafficking. See, they use different words, but it's the same thing. It's not just human trafficking. These people being trafficked are underaged. They're kids. They're not trafficking 25, 30-year-old women. They might have some that they use for prostitution, but the majority of these migrants or these humans being trafficked are 16 or 12 or 13 or 14. They come to the border and then they have to have HIV tests and everything. And almost all of them have been freaking raped several times. It's unbelievable, man. And when Trump said it and when we say it, it's a conspiracy. But when these idiots get, come on, we're going down there to slow the human trafficking. Oh, you're saying a statement that we said. But you're going to try to take credit for fixing something that you're causing because, as a matter of fact, they actually want it. Joe Biden just, I think he wrote an EO or something to suspend the background checks. So now you can just take the kids now from the border. You don't even. I tell you, man. I tell you, they have to end this movie fast, man. It's. I can understand why people get so frustrated with this, because it's like these are pedophiles. satanic occultists. They're in office. They're in power. They need the children for many different reasons. And they're able to get them. So I went too long on this segment here, but I wanted to get that up because it was there's more here because they get into how Sidney Powell, you know, a part of the Q movement and how she's talking about, you know, the fraud in the election and basically everything that that's coming out in the news now with Ghislaine Maxwell, who's being charged with sex trafficking and child trafficking and, well, you know, minors. And she's in the news. And Jeffrey Epstein, and he came out, you know, he was arrested, obviously, 2 years ago. And despite the fact that these things are happening on large scales to back up what we're talking, what we were saying for all this time, they are pretending like it's all a big joke. It's all conspiracy. Election fraud. So now we know why Newsweek is writing the story. Because they're trying to get around, they're getting ahead of all the stories that are about to hit them at the same time. Remember I was saying, you know, on Facebook the other day, that how you make the enemy overwhelm, how you overwhelm the enemy is to give them too many targets to hit at one time. This one piece is trying to hit the child trafficking. It's trying to hit the Q movement, you know, in general as being legitimate. It's trying to hit the election fraud. You hear this? They're trying to hit everything at one time. And there's more. They're trying to hit everything at one time. And they're missing targets. What's going on? The Patriots have given them too many stories to try to spin, to spin. And they can't spin every story properly. So what's happening here is they're running out of narratives. They're running out of stories and excuses as to what's going on out there. So what do you think will happen when they get frustrated to the point where, okay, we have a new thing to spend, and this is really big. We have to spend all these stories out. They want to black out the comms because they're not going to be able to hold that same a workload, I guess, if you would, for every story. Here's a story here. I'm going to read just the headline here. This is in The Hill, a left-wing rag that belongs on in a toilet somewhere. Schumer bemoans number of Republicans who believe Trump will be reinstated, a glaring warning. Another conspiracy theory, right? See how they're just throwing out all kinds of scenarios. Just throwing out, you know, this truth, this fact, that fact. Defend that one. Spin that one. Okay, good. Now you're spinning this one. Spin number two. And they give them story after story after story, fact after fact after fact. If you haven't noticed, the Patriots are hitting them like Muhammad Ali right now. Muhammad Ali, just name him your favorite boxer. He's hitting them like that now. They are. You know, it's now... This is now an offensive onslaught where you have to make these people spin as many stories, as many truths away as possible. And when they get, you know, a good ways into one, hit them, you know, with a new one. They didn't finish spinning the last one yet. And at some point in time, they're going, you know, to expose themselves because they won't get frustrated. So Schumer, he bemoans the number of people. Why are we giving this, you know, even any thought? See, whenever they start to bemoan or have these issues and call us conspiracy nuts in different areas, it makes me wonder, well, what are you worried about? What has you worried? Why are you carrying the water of information for us? Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer on Thursday said that the number of Republicans who believe former President Trump would be reinstated as Commander-in-Chief later this year represents a glaring warning on continued widespread acceptance of Trump's unsupported claim of a stolen 2020 election. This guy here, man, he needs to be put in jail today. And I mean, and you know what? I got free speech. This guy needs to be arrested and have a public tribunal and a public execution. Yes, I said that. Because we need to, these people who've been out there in front of the people, and we know they're pedophiles. We know they are abusing kids. And they're lying to people and been doing it for a long time. Money laundering, funding operations, funding ISIS, funding, you know, terrorists, funding child trafficking. We know that they do these things. They need to be made examples of. You know, in the Bible days, I know people, I lost my right now. I don't care, but I'm going there. Because people say, well, that's not biblical stuff. Man. You could be a Christian. Do you know that, you know, that God told people, told the Israelites to execute certain people. This one guy named Achan took an idol from one of the pagans towns that they have ravaged, and because he took the idol, he was ordered to be executed by God. Are you hearing me? Because God knows that if you bring in a little bit of leaven, you're going to ruin the whole lump. You bring in one satanic person who's bowing down to Baal, worshiping Baal, or keeping a cursed object around them, they're going to spread that crap to everybody. And I believe that, you know, career pedophiles like him don't need to be around here anymore. That's just me. You can get mad if you want to. I don't care. You can get mad all you want to. You want to see them rehabilitate. But when they are in a $5,000 suit, $2,000 shoes, and they have power and money, and they've been doing it for years and years and years. These people rip the skins off of kids' faces. I don't have no sympathy for them at all. None. What they do to kids is, I've seen photographs of this crap. I've seen videos of this crap. What they do to children will make you throw up. The movies don't do it any justice when they do a movie about how they treat kids and how they deal with having human sacrifice. Okay, it doesn't do it any justice. It's not even close to the reality. I'm like, wow. When you're seeing a little girl's face with her entire jaw, her teeth are out. Like, you see the skin on her, on the head, on the face. But around her mouth is ripped off. This is unbelievable, y'all. They need to be made examples of. And they come up here and they write these freaking stories. They write the stories. And in these stories, they make it, the pedophiles, the rapists, the cultists, they make it look like a joke. And they are the offenders. There's a piece in the Gateway Pundit. I know I just lost some of you on the last thing, but I get really pissed off. I have kids, y'all. My oldest kid is 20 years old. I have four boys. I have a girl. I have a 12-year-old son, a 5-year-old son, a 4-year-old son. I have a full house, and I have my daughter who turns one in about maybe a month and a half. And I'm telling you, it's when we go to Walmart, we go shopping in the Walmart, anywhere, they are not allowed to leave my side for a second. They're not allowed to, you know, they can talk to strangers. You know, I'm not like, you know, that guy, but I must be there with them. If we're at a park, I don't let them run more than 5 or 10 feet in front of me. Because I need to be able to close the distance on an attempted, kidnapper within seconds. I need to be able to close. I need to be able to make sure that I can run and close that distance between me and you know, an assumed attacker. That's how I think every day, because this is a crazy world we're living in. When you start opening your eyes to the realities of child trafficking, and you begin to learn how they operate and how they take kids and their strategies, you'll get paranoid, y'all. It's hard to go back to sleep after being exposed to the truth. There's a piece in the Gateway Pundit, June 10th, came out yesterday. It says, well, first of all, let me read this here first. Because there was, on Tuesday, this is the same paper, the Gateway Pundit, which is a great source of information, y'all. If you want to learn some things, you know, that's happened for real, look at the Gateway Pundit, look at the Blaze, look at Newsmax. They're actually pretty good. Newsmax paper, the online part of it, they're actually pretty good. Look at OANN. Look at Breitbart. New York Post is hit or miss. I don't know. They're the oldest paper in America, but they're kind of like more center, so to speak, in their reporting. So you might get some good stories. You might get some bad ones. Okay. There's a few others too, but you know, I'm just giving you some ideas here. It says Arizona audit. This is on the June 9th. Arizona audit update: colon. Says via Rep. Mark Fincham, six states have visited the audit. All states need to come here. Why is that important, y'all? I'm gonna show you a minute. Six states came to the audit, right? It was, let's see, some of them were Georgia, Alaska, Colorado. Where else were there? There was Pennsylvania, Virginia, Arkansas, and Colorado. And Nevada. And so all these states went down there, you know, this week. Now here's a story that came out yesterday from the same paper, the Gateway Pundit. It says freight train of state delegations coming Friday today. Nine states will visit AZ Audit Center. Only one pallet left to count. Now, there's not much to the story here. But here's what I want you to get here. The first visit was last week. Senator Mastriano, whatever his name is. I know who he is, but his name is hard to say for me. Senator Mastriano, the guy who was like a preacher on that first hearing that we had back in December, led by, you know, Jenna Ellis, unfortunately, who's now been, you know, traitor. She's a traitor to a Trump. But anyway, that's this sidebar, in my opinion. But we're not, so it started with a senator, a state lawmaker, right? And now we have delegates down there. Why is that important? Because the delegates are the ones who actually give the votes to whoever they want to. They're the ones who award the electoral college votes. So we had nine states down, six states on Tuesday, right? On the night, let's see, today's Friday. That was Wednesday then. So we had six states coming in, you know, that came in on Wednesday, right? Now we have nine delegates coming in. These are the ones who give the states to whatever candidate that they feel is the winner. They're the ones that can. Are you aware that the delegates, they can override the results of the popular vote for that state and give, you know, the state to whoever they want to? Are you aware of that? If they feel like, you know, there were irregularities, there were frauds, they can give the state to whoever they want to. Number one. So nine delegates are down there. Now, the piece didn't outline which ones they are, but we can assume that there's probably the same states adding three more to the list. But this is huge, y'all, because the audit will be over. Probably it probably over today. Actually, because they're going to be done before Monday. So they're down there to look at the result. I want you to hear this, y'all. 9 delegates are down there for a reason, because they're down there looking at the results. Notice how they didn't come before. They didn't come during. They didn't come, you know, at the beginning or the middle of it. They came at the end. I'm going to read the headline again. It says 9 freight train of state delegations coming Friday. Today, 9 states will visit AZ Audit Center. Only 1 pallet left to count. Why are they here? They're not here to count. They're not here to observe how to do an audit. They came to see the results. Why? Because if the results are significantly different, and it was the machines that were determined to have caused the result, then they're going to have to change the results in their own states. So the state delegates just may flip over the votes to Trump without even an election. They may not even need to have an election. I mean, maybe not for Trump anyway. I'm just saying, y'all. This ball can go any way now. It could be, I never even thought that the state delegates would appear. I had no idea. I figured they would have more state lawmakers, like senators and congresspeople, but I had no idea they would send over the people who actually award the EC votes down there. Y'all, this is about to blow up sky high. This is about to blow up sky high. Now you can see why Chuck Schumer is up there bemoaning the idea of Trump getting into office. Because he knows it's coming. Was he aware that these 9 state delegates were coming down there? Was he aware of that? This is going to come to a head real fast. And this is a piece that I found in the New York Post, which is unrelated, so to speak. But the timing of it is very interesting. So around this same time, all this is happening with the audits and stuff, though. Around the same time, look what's happening here. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says state will build its own border wall. What? The courts already awarded or already slapped down the illegal Joe Biden EOs like months ago. Not just here, but also in Arizona as well. It was Texas, Arizona. Maybe not Arizona, but Texas, definitely the judges slapped down the EO. They could have been built the wall, but they were waiting for the DHS to come over there and do it. But what happened last month? Governor Abbott, who by the way is a rock star, he's gonna be a VP or a POTUS one day. I guarantee that. He and DeSantis, they're both on pathways to being the president one day. Both of them were. Sidebar, I think Ron is like, he's like Trump 2.0, y'all. You hear me? He's Trump 2.0. Like, I think he even has more don't give a crapness than Trump has. Like, he may be Trump on steroids. I'm so serious, because Trump says things and it's subtle. You know, he'll make a comment and it's subtle and then move on. Ron would literally say, "You're an idiot." the person looking stupid is the one wearing a mask. Ron does not care. I love this dude, man. When he runs for office, I'm behind this. I'm behind this guy. 100% behind him. Okay, Greg Abbott. So he announced that they're building the wall. Now here's a piece of note. This is a part of the thing way down here. It says, earlier this month, Abbott issued, this is like maybe 10 paragraphs in, okay? Earlier this month, Abbott issued a disaster declaration of 34 counties along or near the Lone Star State's border with Mexico, citing what he called Biden's open border policies that have paved the way for dangerous gangs and cartels, human traffickers, and deadly drugs like fentanyl to pour into his communities. So in other words, now we know why he declared a state of emergency last month. Because he wanted to provide the excuse as to why he's ordering the National Guard and that he controls in his state to build a wall. Now watch this right here. What if Governor Abbott has just provided the blueprint for pushing back against everything deep state? You just simply declare a state of emergency and you can do whatever you want to do in your state. You could now override these EOs that are already illegal. You can override, what if they went to the pipelines and say, you know what? We're declaring a state of emergency. We're going to reopen about our pipelines. We're going to bring fracking back to our state. What if they, you know, declare a state emergency and say, you know what? Too many kids are being, brought in here, and abused. We're going and go after everything that, you know, Biden's done. Too many kids too many kids can't get their, let's say, their insulin because Joe Biden's a EO. Executive order that. I mean, we're going to declare a state emergency here on on the health. We're going to call it a public health crisis. And we want to lower the cost of insulin. Greg Abbott here is providing the blueprint for pushback. When you have a rogue and outrageous president, even though he's not really president. And I believe that we're going to see more states follow the same format. Florida, maybe. I know Ron is going to do this. A state of emergency, health crisis, the vaccines are dangerous. Who knows? Who knows? But we're seeing it happening now. So at the same time that the audit is almost over and about to overturn, suddenly we have governors that are beginning to reinforce Trump's policies almost as if they expect him to return. And they want to have their states found exactly the way that he left them when he left. My last story, y'all. This is just a sidebar story. I found it hilarious. This is from the Gateway Pundit. Bill Nye, the fascist guy, is okay with jailing climate change deniers. And this is just, you know, the story that, you know, Bill Nye's in the news again, obviously. Well, the first story that I read that led me here was this is like yesterday. Democrats bring in Bill Nye. Democrats bring in Bill Nye, the science guy, to talk about climate change in front of Congress. Bill Nye, I'm gonna read a little bit of this here because this is hilarious to me. Bill Nye, the science guy who holds a BS degree. He sure does have a BS degree. You definitely got a degree in BS. Bill Nye, the science guy who holds a BS degree from Cornell University, was in front of Congress yesterday to talk about climate change. You just can't make this stuff up. This is actually in the story. The Democrats invited climate change advocate Bill Nye to Congress to discuss climate change. Now, I only wished that the Gateway Pundit will put in the top headline or the top line paragraph what Bill Nye went to school for. Engineering. You have a degree in engineering. How does that make you a science expert, number one, on climate. It's amazing. It's amazing how the Democrats, Democrats can always pretend to be who they're not. Like Jill Biden, what doctor? Doctor of what? Who has she operated on? Yet they were willing to call Ben Carson a doctor. And this guy, he actually separated conjoined twins successfully first. A legend in the field of medical field. He's a legend. Are you hearing me? They refuse to call him doctor. They call him Ben Carson. And this woman here, Dr. Jill Biden. Who have you operating on? My God. Oh my God, man. Bill Nye, the science guy, is in the Congress building yesterday, testifying on climate change. Greta Thunberg, a little girl with probably autism. I don't know what she has. Whatever she has. You know, I'm not making fun of that part there. I'm just saying she's not really well. 16-year-old girl is a climate change expert, they call her expert at climate change. AOC, with barely a degree in economics, is a climate change expert. I mean, where did they come up with these freaks? Everybody in the party of the slaves, in the party of hatred, in the party of racism, the party of whatever we disavow in this country, they are always finding people to pretend to be somebody that they're not. It's just unbelievable, man. So anyway, Bill Nye believes that we should all be arrested for denying the climate. And here's a quote from him. It says, "For me, as a taxpayer and voter, the introduction of this extreme doubt about climate change is affecting my quality of life as a public citizen." He said, so I can see where people are very concerned about this and are pursuing criminal investigations as well as engaging in discussions like this. So he's saying that we should put people in jail who do not believe in climate change, or that we're causing the climate to change in this way. He's saying, the argument he's saying is that we are providing an unsafe environment to everyone else by not believing in it. Somebody get this guy a jacket, white one that tied behind his back, and make sure his room is padded very nicely for him, because this guy is a crazy goofball. Get this guy out of here. You know. At some point in time, we get sick and tired of seeing these people in power allowed to run around. It's like the inmates are running the asylum. Like, can we get the adults in the room, please, and remove these people? Put the kids in the room by themselves. Get them some blocks. Give them some Legos. Tell them to shut up and stay out of grown folks' business. Go sit in the corner somewhere, Bill Nye. Go get your little toys. Sit in the corner. Shut up. Let the adults have a... You know, when I was a kid, we couldn't even be in the same room with adults. Nowadays, kids be in the room with the adults, talking to the adults. Like, get go in the other room. Get your little Walkman. Go in the other room. Play some music. Shut up. Get the Bill Nyes, the Chuck Schumers. Get the kids out the room. Let the adults have a discussion. That's it, y'all. That's my show for the day. See y'all tomorrow.